Time for Tech Talk today, as we are excited to have Scott Moat with us. He's the owner of Computers and Beyond, located on East College Drive here in Marshall. How's it going, Scott?
It's going well.
This kind of weather.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. We should be playing hooky every day now.
We should be, that's for sure. Well, I tell you what, one of the cool new things that it's not out just yet, but it's coming very soon from Microsoft is their go at the virtual world, if you will. And we're going to talk about their HoloLens project today. And you just showed me a video of this, and we'll probably have to post that on our Facebook pages because it is pretty spectacular, some of the things that they're showing off there.
It is really cool. You know, it's something that Microsoft announced just not too terribly long ago, and you know, it isn't released yet, but I think it's going to be a really, really cool product.
It's been in development, you know, kind of a while, and we've seen Google Glass kind of come and sounds like go pretty quickly, and this is Microsoft's version of it. So let's talk a bit about it. Tell us about HoloLens.
It actually is a product that doesn't require you to tether to another device. It's actually its own little mini computer built into the glasses, which is kind of cool. Kind of Microsoft's little slogan on this is go beyond the screen where your digital world is blended with the real world. And that's a good description because you look through these glasses and you see what you want to see on the in your room or whatever, but you also will see the images that you're wanting to see from the glasses. So it's kind of cool. They have a number of examples, and we're going to use some of the examples that Microsoft has given, one of which is they're in a business setting, and this company is building a motorcycle, and there's multiple people working on this project. Well, they have the frame of the motorcycle already done, so they can see that in person, but with these glasses they then can choose different types of frames to go around there, so you know, the different colors and designs of the shell is actually what I'm trying to say on that frame, and somebody can say, oh, how about this, and they can use their hands and make it bigger or smaller or shape it a little differently and so on, and it's actually pretty cool. You know, in a home use, you can imagine just sitting back and wanting to look at your pictures. You can just use your hands and move your fingers to what you want to, if you want to move to another picture, if you want to make it larger, you know, those types of things, not using any other device, just your fingers and hands. Another example they had is, you know, you walk into your kitchen and with the glasses on, and you see on the refrigerator, you see a to-do list that's actually electronically done with the computer in the glasses, and you'll see some movie or TV show or something, sports game, playing on the one wall, and then you can have an option for recipes that you could put your finger towards and point to and look up some recipes that you want to cook. So, and all while you're seeing other things that are actually in your room. So, kind of cool.
Yeah, and something that you showed in this video that was super cool that my kids would just absolutely love, and I'm not sure mom and dad would like so much, is playing Minecraft in a virtual world, like in the room. That looks pretty sweet.
Exactly. It looked really awesome. I don't know if specifically if it was Minecraft or something very similar to Minecraft, but yes, that basically you'd make these items right on your furniture in your house. So you have your coffee table and you have your Minecraft house or whatever it is that they are actually going to be using for the software. It just works around everything that you're seeing live in that room. It's really awesome.
Yeah, you bet. So it works on your movements, your voice, your vision. It kind of brings it all together, right?
That's correct. And it works well for collaborating with other people and you know, even for getting instructions on how to do things. An example they used also was there's this college-age daughter that's trying to fix her sink, and her dad is in another part of the world sitting on the sofa with a tablet, and he can see everything through the camera on the glasses that she's seeing.
Sure.
Then he can explain to her what to do, and he can actually make markings on the like a circle or a little indicator on the piece that needs to be replaced or what you have to do to it. It's actually really awesome. Another example is they had a father had his son draw a spaceship on a piece of paper, and he actually then used the glasses and was able to make a 3D model with the glasses using his fingers and hands, and then was able to print it on a 3D printer afterwards. So the kid actually had a toy spaceship that he can play with based on this drawing that he created.
Yeah, it was a replica of coloring that he had done. So it was pretty cool. There's endless opportunities for this kind of stuff. And I know that, you know, the big thing about it is that you don't have to have your phone in your pocket, or you don't have to have a cord plugged into the internet or anything like that. This is just its own independent independent device, which takes it beyond some of the other things.
Exactly. It's these glasses are based on Windows 10, and you know, some of the things that people are going to ask is, well, first of all, when can I get one? How much is it going to cost? And so on. And unfortunately, none of that's officially released, but okay. They did say that they are going to be releasing the glasses about the same time Windows 10 is released, which doesn't have an exact date yet, other than it's going to be later this year. So we're expecting probably towards the end of the year is when I'd expect the glasses to be released. Then they also had stated that they're going to be pricing these to be able to reach the masses on it. And so a lot of the experts are speculating that they're going to be under $500 for these glasses. So, you know, for what they're going to be able to do, I think that's seems to be a fair price.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see, but it was just something too good not to talk about. So like I said, we'll post a video of this on our Facebook pages so you can check those out and find out more about Microsoft's HoloLens technology that's hopefully due out a little later this year. We'll have to wait and see. But of course, Windows 10, we talked about that the last go around. Lots of exciting things going on with Microsoft right now, and Computers and Beyond's a place to get it all.
Very true. You know, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do the HoloLens or not, but we'll definitely help you with getting more information about it and so on. Especially after it's released, we'll know a lot more.
All right, very good. And if folks are interested in the items that we've talked about or want some more information about the different services and different computers that you do offer there at Computers and Beyond, just stop in and see you guys.
That sounds good. Yeah, we're located in East College Drive next to Burger King, really, and we're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Thursdays we're open late until 8 o'clock, and Saturdays we're open from 10 to 3.
All right, very good. Scott Mote with Computers and Beyond joining us on Tech Talk here today. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.